Welcome to the Divided Kingdom. This is your host, Lou Caverly.
And your co-host, Elizabeth Cubitt Caverly.
Hear this program on WWCR, the Liberty Works Radio Network, which is LWRN.net, Global Star, and K-Star Talk Radio. We both thank all of the listeners who are helping us stay on the air. We're thankful for that doctor in Pennsylvania that we've been praying for. He has supplied Elizabeth with a generous number of postage stamps, as well as his latest donation.
And prayers are being answered. He has been able to pick up another shift in his work. So please keep him in prayer. And please pray for Lou's brother, who may be terminally ill with abdominal cancer. And so far, he does not have pain. So please pray that that may continue.
And we thank you for that. And pray for others as well who may have had their jobs cut or reduced in hours due to the standing up for their rights in the with all this COVID lockdowns and so forth. If any of you can help us, we'd be most grateful. You can send cash, money orders, or checks made out to WWCR for any amount.
And we have to interject to say from the bottom of our hearts a thank you to several of you who have just helped us in this time of greatest financial emergency. You have really stepped up for the Lord, and we certainly do thank you, and we will never forget your help.
That's exactly right, and we do thank you immensely for all the kindness.
And now, Lou, tell the listeners if any of them can help us.
Yes, you can send any donations to me. Lou, L-O-U, Caverly, and that is spelled C-A-V-E-R-L-Y. It's at Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, just like in the Bible, B-E-T-H-L-E-H-E-M, Maryland. And the zip is 21609. Once again, Lou Caverly, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. You know, you can all count on the Divided Kingdom to bring you the hidden story behind the mainstream media's cover-ups and lies. We've been reporting on the Great Reset Gang's connections to key Ukraine war players, plus Putin's stance as a nationalist, trying to keep Russia out of the NATO, U.S., UN, New World Order. Now, respected journalist Laura Logan and revered missionary Dr. Peter Hammond, as well as Scott Lively, author of The Pink Swastika, have spoken out with ideas that suggest Putin is trying to keep Russia's Orthodox Church free of the LGBT influence, and that the Ukraine war itself is a new world order distraction from the engineered impending world financial collapse and growing tyranny. Using Obama Weatherman, Part 2, Plans of Anarchy and Chaos. This is the long-term plan, according to Chris Pinto. We heard Chris on noiseofthunderradio.com, that's noiseofthunderradio.com, on March 12th and 23rd. At the end of World War II, General de Gaulle and Winston Churchill remarked that they now had lived through two 30-year wars, referring to the Counter-Reformation and then World War One and Two combined. In just a few weeks, April 22nd, it will be Elizabeth's birthday.
Lou, I must interject something there in hearing that interesting discussion that Chris Pinto had about de Gaulle and Churchill. It really collaborated with something in the present. That was Joe Biden's little speech that the First World War and the Second World War had resulted in something, the liberalization of our country. And that was an interesting thing, because if we think about the correlation there, the changes that were brought on America and the world through World War One and Two, and now perhaps Biden is thinking we'll get ultra-liberal once we have defeated Putin and his desire to keep Russia out of NATO, of course, and the New World Order. Once we have that defeated, we can go into full anarchy and chaos, and we won't even know how very, very liberal things will be here as LGBTQ and many other things progress.
That's so true. And now, in just a few weeks, April 22nd, it will be Elizabeth's birthday. What a sense of humor God has to have put Earth Day, beginning in 1970, right smack dab on her birthday. Elizabeth, the biggest foe of Earth Day, and really of the whole New World Order. Now, Elizabeth, I think I let you take it away from there, do I?
Oh, I think you do. Tonight's program title that will go into our listening archives shortly afterward at DividedKingdomRadio.com. Again, that's DividedKingdomRadio.com. Oh, please tell your family, your pastors, friends, warn them. We have so much important information back all through March about the dangers of the COVID shots. And so anyway, our new program is entitled April Fools, Humorous and Not So Humorous. Persecution and tribulation right around the corner. Sometimes all of you and Lou and I need a little chuckle, a little lampooning of the ridiculousness of the Luciferians. We can't dwell all the time on the perhaps 2,700,000 people already killed by the COVID clot shots, taking the 1% that VAERS has reported. And we've heard that that's the case. They only report 1%. And we heard that there were about 27,000 deaths reported. So if we multiply that by 100, you see, if that was only 1%, we have to have 100%. That gives the figure of 2,700,000 deaths from the COVID shots. All those obituaries that I keep looking at in our local paper died unexpectedly at home. Passed on peacefully at home. So tonight, with this little need for a little, shall we say, sarcasm, a little cynicism, a little humor, Lou the Lighthearted begins with our silly green future, CO2-less future. Lou?
Yes, so here we have April Fools. These excerpts came from Time magazine, April 11th through 18th. 2022. First, Trek Bicycle, pushing change. Bicycles are plenty eco-friendly, but building and shipping them still exacts a toll. Trek Bicycle in July became the world's first major bicycle manufacturer to quantify that toll, published a sustainable report that found that producing and shipping each bike emits the same amount of carbon energy as an average car driving 430 miles.
Shame, shame.
Yes, terrible thing, terrible thing. It now plans to reduce its reliance on air freight, use more sustainable materials, and consolidate shipments. The company's hope, says President John Burke, is that, quote, other companies in the bike business can do the same thing. This is shame, shame.
And that was John Burke, not John Birch,
yes.
That's for sure.
That's so true. Yeah, these bicycles, you think that giving you pure green transportation, but it's not quite what you think. And I realized I was supposed to say a couple of other words. Let me add those in now, and then we'll get back to our various things from Time magazine. The Club of Rome met decades ago and decided the best way to impose control on the people of the world would be to use the environment as a common cause. And I should add, interject here, you'll see that most of these things we're talking about from Time magazine have to do with the environment in one way or another. Through the years, anyone with half a brain could see that this was the age-old elite aristocracy trampling the serfs. No different than the late 18th and early 19th century Scottish clearance.
Those are clearances. Yes, there certainly was more than one.
Yes. The lairds of Scotland hired factors, men who would do that dirty work of burning down tenant farms and chasing those people off the estates. Some of these hapless, now homeless unfortunates, had to flee as far as Canada to try to survive. In the late 20th century, ordinary Americans were ordered by the elite to radically cut down their carbon footprint, rationing their bathwater, I would detect, maybe that would mean using the same bath water over and over again.
That might not be that bad, Lou.
I hope not. And also rationing that use of plastic and limiting that travel gasoline. This from Mother Gaia and Planet Earth. While key proponent Al Gore rode all over America, and I think the world, multiple times in his big jet.
And so did Ted Turner.
Oh, yes. That's the word. Of course, we're just finishing the deepest tragedy of all, the COVID bioweapon population culling shot worldwide to bring us ever closer to the New World Order Georgia Guidestone goal, which was keep the Earth in balance at 500 million.
And this is not humorous in any way.
No, this is not.
This is the tragedy that, Lou, you said you thought was the most horrific thing that had occurred in all of human history. It's almost too horrible to face. You know, you and I personally had to talk to a relative that we were heartbroken that this relative had already gotten two Moderna shots, and we had pleaded never a booster, never a booster, never a booster. The person told us a booster had been administered so that a free trip to Europe could occur. We just were so upset. And we think that once you get down this path, if you do know that aborted fetal cell shots, an abomination of God, were used in creating these COVID shots, once you know that and you make a choice, you are really endorsing the reprobate mind, and you may be changed forever because the DNA repair systems are broken by the shots, and the DNA itself is changed. And we know that perhaps the soul is changed, where you can't think right. You can't make good decisions. So we pity this relative, and we pray for God's mercy that nothing terrible will happen to that person. All around you, you're having to make these sad reflections on people you've lost. I know you are. Members of your family. Even some pastors who were not warned by the big mega pastors. No, they weren't warned. Some of them did not even know. The ones who did know and told their flocks. Lou thinks there will be a special place waiting for them and it won't be cool. But we must now leaven this a little bit with some of the more humorous things. But pick up your narrative there. You told the listeners that the Club of Rome started this.
That's so right. Every day, as Elizabeth said, thousands of poor unsuspecting dupes in all the countries of the world are being felled, liquidated by blood clots, strokes, and heart attacks due to clot shot spike proteins. People in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, and some even in their 20s, are listed in the obituaries as dying, as Elizabeth just said, unexpectedly, or peacefully at home.
Yes, one of those in our local paper was age 24, who died unexpectedly.
A case in point. The rest of us serfs, who are still alive and breathing, and not foolish enough to take the shots, have to keep a sometimes cynical sense of humor to survive. Since the Trump ship of American oil independence has sailed off with a stolen election, you and I are supposed to buy electric cars to continue the Club of Rome controlling lie that CO2, which I'll interject, is just the ordinary gas we breathe out, all of us, each and every day of our lives. That CO2, the greatest life-promoting compound on Earth, because of the green plants that it sustains, they wanted to say to us that it's destroying Mother Earth. Ridiculously, it takes coal or petroleum-fired generators to power these inconvenient electric cars. The insincerity of all this, Elizabeth has noted to me, is apparent at the grocery stores. We serfs are to cut down on any use of plastic that might pollute the ocean and harm sea creatures, but almost every bit of global food by big corporations is changing over from glass to plastic.
Yeah,
look in the grocery
example
store.
Is Marie's dressing. I used to like to get that ranch dressing. There it was in the plastic.
That's so true.
And as you've mentioned, mayonnaise?
Yes, mayonnaise, ketchup, vanilla.
Vegetable
oil.
It's endless.
On and on and on. That's so true.
And they claim that they don't want to harm the sea creatures or litter the ocean with plastic. But we know that it's always talking out of both sides of their mouth. It's a phony agenda. It's really hidden eugenics, population control. It's those Georgia Guidestones that are at Elberton, Georgia, and no one knows for sure who put them there. Someone might have thought it was the Rosicrucians. I think it was RC, something like that, signed. There were rumors one time that it was Ted Turner. Nobody really knows, but it has to emanate from the mindset of the New World Order.
Notice that the true satanic goal in all these things I've discussed, part of the Club of Rome, Planned Tyranny, Orwellian. They limit, weaken, or even kill mankind. Take wind farms. What do the globalists created sham conservation organizations like the World Wildlife Fund and the Nature Conservancy say about the profusion of beautiful birds mutilated and slaughtered by these ineffective so-called energy sources?
I think nil. I think they say nil.
I think that's just right. They don't want to talk about it.
I think the Queen's late husband, Prince Philip, was instrumental, perhaps Prince Charles, in getting the World Wildlife Fund started. But we recall that the now late father of Prince Charles said one time that he wanted to come back. If he could come back to life, he'd come back as a virus, and he'd kill millions of people. I think that he departed Earth. I'm not sure whether it was during COVID or not, but Satan was giving him his wish, maybe.
I believe it was during COVID, not so long ago, as I recall.
Yes,
it's less than a year ago. But now, let's return to some of the more humorous aspects of these things with some of these new snippets from Time Magazine for Earth Day 2022. Next one, Block Power, the Electrifying Cities. When Ithaca, New York decided last year to embark on the unprecedented project of decarbonizing all 6,000 buildings in town, it turned to Block Power, a climate startup that retrofits buildings in low-income neighborhoods with solar panels, electric heat pumps, and other emission-reducing tech. Quote, "We can turn a building into a Tesla and make it all electric," says CEO Donnell Baird, who counts Goldman Sachs and the Microsoft Climate Innovation Fund among his company's backers. If it's successful, the goal is a 40% emissions reduction. Other cities will likely follow suit. And I'll interject, wow.
I'm impressed.
Yes, how's this going to affect BLM and end of a building burn down? Isn't that a good question? And how sustainable will they be? And I'll also say, it's one thing to get a small city like Ithaca, New York, which is a college town, but what about New York City? You going to do all the buildings there? I would think you'll stir up a great deal of carbon just in refitting all those buildings and all the machinery it's going to take to do it.
It's just like you saying that coal was required in order to produce the electric cars. It's absurd, and it never holds up with logic, does it?
No, it doesn't. They don't want logic to enter into their calculations. That's too scientific.
What's your next snippet?
Next one is Rendezvous, I think is the name of the company, a new use for VR.
Sounds like Remdesivir.
That's what I thought it was. Probably just as efficacious
and useful.
And I was wondering in my mind, what is VR? Well, it's virtual reality. Seniors have spent the past 2 years suffering from two pandemics, one caused by COVID-19, another by the social isolation intended to reduce the virus's spread. Rendezvous offers a high-tech solution for the latter. Using virtual reality, it creates shared experiences for seniors meant to combat isolation and loneliness, which are associated with health risks like dementia and stroke, as well as improved physical fitness. Rendezvous tech, which is in use in over 400 nursing homes across the U.S., Canada and Australia, is, quote, "changing the lives of participants all over the world for the better.
I wonder whether they hook them up to the ventilators, you know, in the hospitals, too, with those elderly people. And we know now that the booster shot is strongly recommended for two populations, that is the elderly and the ones who are immune compromised of any age. We must get those weaklings. We must get the clearances. The Scottish clearances are coming again in America. That isn't very humorous, but it makes one think, this kind of a virtual reality, most people are living in that anyway. Most of them who don't even think that anything was peculiar about Cuomo's nursing homes, about Whitmer's nursing homes, about Tom Wolfe's Pennsylvania nursing homes, all those deaths, the people with COVID sent back from the hospitals into the nursing homes. I don't think that you and I would want to look at this virtual reality. It's just too tame. What's going on is so much more engrossing. And we really do compliment you listeners worldwide to the Divided Kingdom radio program. And we must ask for your prayers for safety for Stu Peters. He's right out in the forefront now as a radio talk show host. He is exposing all of this COVID death syndrome, and he has had his family home swatted. And that means that somebody phoned in an erroneous kind of charge against him. So that all of this police bravado and all of this team would come and jump right on his home, and his children were in the house, and he was a former bounty hunter, so he's not unacquainted with some of these things. And he says people have been killed erroneously. This was an erroneous tip. Now we wonder why and who did this. Thankfully, the Lord had his warrior angels around Stu. So we ask you to pray for him. Pray for him hard. And for Dr. Jane Ruby, we really have gotten much of our information from those two sources. And they, at this time, are very faithfully trying to put the word out, the warning, so that we won't talk about later the 21st century clearances as lasting any long time. We want this killing ended. We want the truth to come out. So please tell your friends and family to go to DividedKingdomRadio.com and visit our listening archives there and hear our March programs and go under Breaking News to see our essays. They're so important. This is a mixture tonight, you see, of laughter and tears. We have to laugh a little bit or we would go mad facing these things. Lou and I have talked many times, 4 or 5 years ago. Even then, when we knew about the New World Order, we had talked about the Bush years. We were already really ensconced in our role, called by God to be watchmen. We could have never dreamed about what would occur from about March 2020 till now. We could never have imagined the horror. So we must wake up the masses. It's so important. Even if we're a little program, we're remaining true. We had to turn down an interview with someone who may be a very good radio personality. But just as happenstance would have it, I began to talk about maybe this person's family could live where there weren't smart meters. That led to a talk about 5G, and Lou and I were horrified to hear that this person did not believe there was any harm whatsoever in 5G versus 4G and 3G. So we had to conclude that conversation and say, we're sorry, we can't be interviewed. Because you can go back in our archives, we have a lot of documented information. And we know that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a man of great stature. What's his website again, exactly, Lou?
Let's see now. I believe it's Children's Health Defense.org.
Yes, he has brought out the dangers. In fact, I think his big protest in Berlin, in which the people of the world were assembling to stand up against these kinds of tyranny, I think it involved standing up against 5G, too, those little neighborhood boxes that are going to just blast you from here to kingdom come. So we do tell you that we intend to remain faithful to the Lord, and when he shows us what the truth is, we will bring it to you. But now let's pick up the story. Are there some more funny little snippets?
Oh, now it comes to one of my favorites. You've heard of hamburgers that have no meat in them. Well, now this is milk without cows. While most animal milk alternatives have their own unique tastes and textures, Perfect Day has devised a way of teaching, and that's in quotes, teaching microflora to produce milk whey protein, resulting in dairy-identical products with no cows involved. The process, which uses precision fermentation and genetically modified fungi...
Ew!
Sound good, huh? All right, Elizabeth? I'll get you some of this if I can. Anyway, it consumes less water and results in fewer emissions compared with traditional dairy farming. Under CEO Ryan Pandya, the company has partnered with major brands like Starbucks and General Mills, and is making everything from cream cheese and ice cream to cake mixes and protein powder. So...
Lou, we have to interject here that we heard Mike Adams, the health ranger, talking about what cultured beef would be, I believe, or cultured meat. Yes, it was beef. And we have to really pass this on. This is really a horrible thing, that they would go in to a cow that was pregnant, and they would rip into its belly, and while the calf, embryonic form of it, is in there, they would take certain things from it, I guess, the blood and things. Then they put that in the lab, and then they did a culturing to make a cowless kind of beef, a kind of a cultured meat. These are like mirror reflections of the hideous kinds of things that are still not opposed by our Congress. There's no indictment of Fauci, but attaching those scalps from the fetal remains ripped out alive out of the mother, the aborted fetal remains, attaching the scalps of them to the rat scalps, it's really horrible. Well, go on with your next one. Maybe it'll be a little bit more humorous.
Well, the last one is called Capturing Carbon. As I said, we breathe out carbon dioxide every day. Doesn't seem to hurt us, does it? Doesn't poison us. But it says, on a grassy plain in Iceland in September, a gigantic machine began sucking carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. The project built by Swiss company Climeworks is the world's largest direct air carbon capture plant, though it traps only about 4,000 tons of CO2 per year. And I'll interject, I was going to look up how much that is. I have a sneaking suspicion it might be like 1/1,000th of 1% of the total CO2 in the world. But anyway, it's equivalent to the yearly emissions of about 850 cars. Well, considering that the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, not too far from where we live, probably has in the summertime at least 10,000 cars a day going over it, that's not much. It goes on to say some experts say carbon removal technology, still in its infancy, distracts from proven solutions. But others, including Climeworks co-director and co-founder Jans Wurzbacher, argue it can help reduce warming. Well, maybe so, but I think it might be better just to plant some trees, personally.
That's right. A lot of this is the theater of the absurd.
It is.
And then you have another interesting article that came from our local paper, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You, the mathematician analyst.
That's right, from the business section. This appeared in the Sunday Star, Eastern Maryland, just this past Sunday, April the 3rd, under the hiding influential companies. And it says Orsted, and I'm going to comment on the spelling of that, O-R-S-T-E-D, in a few minutes I'll talk about one of the letters in that title. Orsted named a Time 100 Most Influential Companies list for the second year. Annapolis. Orsted, leader in office wind energy, offshore. It's just not office. That would be quite a trick, put it in your office. Orsted, leader in offshore wind energy, was named Thursday to the second annual Time 100 Most Influential Companies list, which highlights 100 companies making an extraordinary impact around the world. This is the second consecutive year that Orsted has earned a spot on the list since it debuted in 2021. For 2022, Time recognized Orsted for its leading role in accelerating the energy transition and adoption of offshore wind energy in the U.S. Quote, transitioning from fossil fuels to clean energy is the existential challenge of our time, and I'm proud that Orsted leadership has again been recognized on the Time 100 Most Influential Companies list. So David Hardy, CEO of that company.
And Lou, I think now you can talk about the ramifications of this kind of energy there and explain about the strange O.
Yes. First of all, let's think about that. What do you do on the days when there's no wind? First of all, not much. Second, you're killing a lot of birds with these huge arms that sweep around. And they are huge. I've seen some up in Pennsylvania, up in the Allegheny Mountains, that from possibly as far away as 10 miles, still look huge. And the arms on those things must be incredibly long. Also, this is like Satan trying to imitate something. And by the way, Elizabeth mentioned the first letter in the word Orsted, of course, is O. But it's not an ordinary O. It's an O with a little slant line through it, a forward slant line.
Now, and I asked you what that meant.
Yes.
You know, I saw this news item, and I thought, why is that O like that? And what did you tell me about from your background as a mathematics teacher?
Well, in mathematics, that stands for the empty set. Or if you're solving an equation and you can't find an answer, and of course some equations have no answer, that's a symbol for no solution.
And we go right back to the Club of Rome. The real purpose of this environmental movement, they decided it would be a perfect glove fit for control.
That's right. These are satanic imitations. They're counterfeits, like the empty set symbolizes. If you want the real thing, you turn to Jesus Christ. He
That's
is the
right.
truth, life, and an abundant life.
And this other stuff is death. And
is.
Lou, that's your last one, isn't it?
Yes.
Now,
no.
we have to...
You know what? I
one?
Think I have one more.
Okay.
But if you want to say a few things, that's fine.
No. What is your last one there? Go ahead.
The last one is from LifeSite News, breaking video surfaces of FBI raid.
No, we don't want to go to that just yet.
All right.
No. We now want to talk about this ultimate goal, you see, of getting our carbon footprint erased. That's really what it is, erased. And if they can crash the world economy, and I liked what you said, you think they can't do it very quickly, because you said, what, it's like a big ocean liner.
Yes, if you imagine the Titanic, it couldn't turn fast enough, even though they saw the iceberg up ahead. A huge boat like that has such a huge mass or weight that you can't just suddenly turn it. The same with a huge economy like the U.S. You might do a little bit of something to it. I think from the time of the stock market crash, October 1929, until the beginning of the Great Depression, until the Depression really got underway, it was the better part of 3 years.
And so, we see the dollar losing value all the time, but we're not in Zimbabwe yet, and we do urge you to keep buying canned foods, canned meats, other things. Now, I happened to find a can of Lucerne peas that was from 2017, and it was kind that had mushrooms and onions in it, and I opened it. And it was one of the best cans of peas we ever ate. That's 5 years. And I told before in this program that we had started to put away a few Gerber's baby food because, you know, at least they were in jars. And in 2005, in the Bush years, we were getting very apprehensive with the Patriot Act and all that. So I had stuck some under the bed. Well, I forgot all about it for 10 years till 2015, and I pulled out one of these little jars. I think it was ham. It was either ham or turkey or chicken. I opened it, ate it, it was fine. So just be warned that you should be preparing. So now, Lou, does that finish? Do you have any more vignette, another vignette?
No, that concludes
that. All right, then, what I want to say then, linking these things, you see, that Lou has read to you, the ultimate goal is to break the nation states down completely And so they're pushing this basic income bill from the Great Reset. Now, what we know that is redistribution of wealth, and the little serfs will be no more. They will be pushed into anarchy and chaos. So I think we need to think about our neighbors at the North. Several of our great friends of the great place, Canada, the great neighbor North, they have helped us very much at the Divided Kingdom with some donations. So we want to let them know what's going on. So here's LifeSite News. And this was Friday, April 1st, an April Fool's Day item, I'm sure, by Jack Bingham at LifeSite News. Canadian senators bombarded with accusations that basic income bill is part of the Great Reset. This is a thing that happens when people go through manic or schizophrenic episodes, claimed the senator. Ottawa. Canadian senators claim to be overwhelmed with emails and calls from people concerned that a proposed basic income bill is part of the globalist reset agenda, Great Reset agenda. The Great Reset is a far-left initiative to, quote, revamp all aspects of our societies and economies. According to the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, Alberta Senator Paula Simons and other senators have reportedly received tens of thousands of emails and calls accusing them of using Bill S-233 as the groundwork for the installation of a, quote, new world order, end of quote, totalitarian system similar to the vision of the World Economic Forum's Great Reset. While Bill S-233, if passed, would not actually guarantee a basic income for Canadians, but would rather compel World Economic Forum-linked Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland to investigate such a program as a future possibility, many Canadians remain skeptical of the true motivation behind bills that have the potential to lead to further dependence on government, especially financial dependence. These concerns have only been amplified since Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked the never-before-used Emergencies Act in response to the anti-COVID mandate Freedom Convoy protest earlier this year. Under the Emergencies Act, Trudeau and Freeland were able to instruct financial institutions to freeze the bank accounts of private citizens without a court order, an unprecedented move in Canadian history. There have been indications that the mainstream is becoming increasingly unsettled by governmental overreach and Canada's ties to the WEF, despite the use of the term conspiracy theory to attempt to discredit those who are concerned. For example, the Canadian Civil Liberties Association, CCLA, a reputable organization that seeks to preserve and protect individual rights, filed a lawsuit against the federal government over what they deemed to be unconstitutional conduct justified under the Emergencies Act. Moreover, the mainstream outlet, the National Post, recently ran an opinion piece positing that financial membership at the WEF, the World Economic Forum, is, quote, endangering Canadian democracy. What is found in the actual text of Bill S-233, such as the possibility that the government will cut the unvaccinated off from social programs, the constant demonization of the unvaccinated, and Trudeau's rhetorical question, wondering if unvaccinated people should even be, quote, tolerated in Canadian society, has been a cause for concern even among the Liberals' opposition in the Conservative Party of Canada. Now, we have to use that as a springboard for the next part of our program, because we're asking whether persecution of Christians is not far away, and the police state. So now, here in America, and we're going to be getting in to the horrible, immoral things that Putin wants to keep out of Russia that are undoubtedly offending God as he brings judgment nearer and nearer to America. So, Lou, let's go with your article. This picks up this whole story.
Yes, the real iron fist underneath the silly stuff and the crazy wind farms offshore. Don't kid yourself. It's not the least bit funny. We now begin to chronicle almost persecution full blown against Christians and Christian beliefs. Always these demons of death want to keep sacrificing the babies to the fires of Moloch. This one is from LifeSite News, April 1st. Breaking. Video surfaces of FBI raid, arrest of nonviolent pro-life activists. Washington. Video has surfaced of the FBI raid of pro-life activists charged by the Biden administration Justice Department, DOJ, with, quote, federal civil rights offenses, unquote, for the, quote, unquote, invasion of an abortion mill 2 years earlier. On Thursday, LifeSite News covered the arrest of 9 pro-life activists for blocking the entrance to a D.C. abortion center in October 2020 as part of an effort to offer help to families seeking abortion, counsel them to change their minds, pray with them, and inform them about local resource centers. The Biden DOJ alleges that they, quote, engaged in a conspiracy to create a blockade at the reproductive health care clinic to prevent the clinic from providing and patients from receiving reproductive health services, unquote, when they, quote, forcefully entered the clinic and set about blockading 2 clinic doors using their bodies, furniture, chains, and ropes, unquote. The pro-lifers face up to 11 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, and a fine of up to $350,000. The video released Friday shows armed agents entering the home, holding pro-lifers at gunpoint, and ordering them to put their hands up and lower to their knees. The pro-lifers are respectful and compliant throughout. As pro-life Catholic priest Dr. David Nix, quote, but if the pro-life rescue, that is sit-in, took place in 2020, why did the FBI wait until 2022 to raid their homes, unquote. Later Thursday, it was reported that the organizer of the rescue, Warren Handy, was arrested when the police received a tip leading to the discovery of the bodies of 5 aborted babies in her home, which quickly became a subject of rampant online speculation. Now, Handy's allies have begun to speak out about her side of the story. The group Progressive Anti-Abortion Uprising, PAAU, for which Handy's activism director, issued a press release Friday explaining that prior to the arrest, and this is in quotes, prior to the arrest, one of the defendants privately arranged for the Metropolitan Washington, D.C. Police Homicide Unit to pick up 5 recently discovered late-term aborted babies for forensic examination. Their late gestational ages, as well as their apparent sustained injuries, potentially show violations of the Partial Birth Abortion Act, as well as the Born Alive Infants Protection Act, which are federal crimes. We are aware that is the end of that quote. And this is another quote by PAAU founder and executive director Teresa Bukovic. She said, we are aware that the Metropolitan Police Department has stated they do not believe a crime has been committed against these babies under D.C. law. However, the laws in question are federal laws enforced by the U.S. Department of Justice, unquote. Nix writes that he personally viewed images of the bodies last week and, quote, I can say that these are the largest babies killed that I have ever seen pictures of. I really am not sure if it's abortion or infanticide, which clearly explains the urgency of the left to pin this on pro-lifers who were turning in bodies who died by possible infanticide. They are too gruesome to link here, unquote. PAAU adds that it will hold a press conference next Tuesday to share more details on the case, including where the babies came from and how they were obtained. LifeSite News will continue to monitor the story as it develops.
And we see here the government is anti-Christian with these raids, and we're starting to see corporations do this too. We will be continuing more of this anti-Christian bias reporting next week as part of everything we're bringing to you in the news. And here is LifeSite News. Here's a headline from February 11th, 2022 by Calvin Freeburger. And, you know, is it any surprise, I'm going to interject, Elizabeth Tuppy-Caverly, that the pharmacy chain, CVS, that along with Walgreens, inoculated millions of young American children with the COVID clot shots would feel this way about their employees who have Christian beliefs. So here's the article. CVS ends religious accommodations, fires employee who refused to prescribe contraception. Keller, Texas. A religious discrimination dispute is underway in Texas over a CVS location firing a Christian nurse practitioner after terminating her six-year religious accommodation against prescribing contraception. The National Catholic Register reported that the CVS Pharmacy Minute Clinic in Keller hired 72-year-old Robin Strader in 2015, at which time she secured a religious accommodation to avoid prescribing contraception, an arrangement that worked, quote, for more than 6 years without any problems, end of quote, according to her attorney, Christine Pratt of First Liberty Institute. In August 2021, however, CVS decided to end such accommodations and decided that all nurses must perform essential services related to pregnancy prevention, end of quote. First Liberty's complaint submitted to the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, alleges that Strader's manager then said she had no accommodation on file, repeatedly pressured her to change her beliefs, and ultimately fired her at the end of October. The complaint further alleges that CVS failed to respond to three separate letters from Strader in a timely fashion. CVS claims Strader never requested an accommodation. CVS discriminated against Ms. Strader on the basis of religion when it prospectively preempted all requests for religious accommodations related to contraception prescription, derided her religious beliefs, and pressured her to abandon them, discontinued a six-year religious accommodation without cause, refused to consider her request for an ongoing religious accommodation, failed to engage with her about possible accommodations, and terminated her because of her religious beliefs, First Liberty contends. In these ways, CVS violated Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. And so we can see this trend is not a good thing. And as we see the social credit score kinds of limitations coming, the control coming on our society, things are going to get worse. And we have more of these to tell you about. For instance, Hershey. Maybe we will get to that right now. And Lou, you can bring up, I think you have part of that. I know you do. Hershey, this again is LifeSite News. Hershey fires unvaxxed workers after interrogating them, cites Pope Francis' support for the shots. This was February the 8th, 2022, by Raymond Wolf. Hershey, Pennsylvania. The Hershey Company recently fired several unvaccinated workers who sought religious exemptions from the COVID-19 jab mandate, in some cases citing Pope Francis's support for the abortion-tainted vaccines. Office workers interviewed by the Epoch Times said that the company subjected them to months of meetings, pressuring them to get jabbed, as well as invasive questions about their faith and personal lives that some described as interrogation. I really thought I'd be okay, said Kim Durham, a sourcing buyer and payment analyst who left Hershey in January. I thought, you cannot question my faith. Nobody can question that. Durham told the Epoch Times that she requested a religious accommodation in August without expecting her vaccination status to become a problem. But at a meeting with an HR representative the following month, Durham was repeatedly questioned about her religious beliefs and other personal matters, quote, that had nothing to do with religion, she recalled. Quote, it was an interrogation on your religious beliefs, she said. They twisted your words and tried to put words in your mouth. It was terrible. I was asked such personal questions that had nothing to do with religion. Durham said that Hershey ultimately denied her exemption request in November. She had only worked in person once every 2 weeks, and mask and temperature checks were mandatory for all on-site work, she noted. We are losing our jobs over this vaccine policy, Durham said. It's just wrong that a company can terminate you and you lose your livelihood. This should not be forced. I know people who got the vaccine just to keep their job. It wasn't something they wanted to do, but they needed the job. I need a job, too, but I'm not going to do something I don't feel comfortable doing, just keeping my job, she added.
Two other Hershey employees in the process of leaving the company testified anonymously to the Epoch Times about similar treatment. All of the workers recalled being asked invasive questions during meetings about vaccination, such as, have you ever been vaccinated? Are your children vaccinated? How do you protect yourself when you leave your home? How often do you go to church? Do you take Tylenol, ibuprofen, Tums, or Midol? If so, how can you say that you're truly a religious person? Because a lot of those medications also have the same ingredients as the vaccine, according to the outlet. In some cases, Hershey pointed to Pope Francis's COVID-19 vaccine status and his endorsement of vaccination as a, quote, act of love, unquote. After one employee submitted his or her new baby's personal information for insurance coverage, the company even asked why the child had been given some vaccines while the parent remained unvaccinated for COVID-19. An employee said, quote, what does that have to do with me keeping a job? From the time we started this ordeal, we have had seven meetings about my vaccination status. It was like harassment. I felt like I wanted to crawl under a rock when I was done, unquote. Hershey's vaccine deadline for office workers was October 4th, 2021. Retail and food production employees are not required to get the shots. Employees fired for refusing vaccination were offered a, quote, special separation payment, unquote, if they signed a confidentiality and release agreement, pledging not to sue the company or speak about their experience, according to the Epoch Times.
Yes, and Lou, there's a little more here. Hershey's questions also appear to conflate abortion-tainted COVID vaccines with drugs developed decades before the advent of aborted fetal cell lines in the 1970s. Midol, for example, was first introduced in 1911 and Tums in 1930. Tylenol and ibuprofen similarly predate widespread use of fetal cell testing by several years. The coronavirus shots, by contrast, would not exist without aborted baby cells, according to Children of God for Life, a pro-life group that works to end the exploitation of aborted children in scientific research. Aborted fetal cell lines were used in the foundational research synthesis of the SARS-CoV-2 spike proteins, the vaccine development process, and validation assessment prior to initiating clinical trial, COGFL has noted. It is correct to say that these vaccines would not exist but for the use of aborted fetal cell lines. The COVID jabs have additionally proved unable to protect against the spread of the virus. Recent data shows that vaccinated people have higher infection rates than the unvaccinated and have driven record spikes in COVID-19 cases around the world since the emergence of Omicron. And we must say that in the background of all of this that we're showing you, how the persecution is starting to arise against true Christians, we also have the horrible thing that is bringing judgment. It's what Putin is trying to keep out of Russia, to keep a Christian country. But here we have, and we'll get into this more, I'm sure, next week, LifeSite News. The headline, April 1st, again, April Fool's Day, Biden's HHS endorses surgical chemical mutilation of gender-confused children and adolescents. Isn't this a horrible, horrible thing? We know also that we started to tell you about a news article from the AP, March 25th, Moderna says its low-dose COVID shots work for youngsters under six. So they're pushing. And they said Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine works in babies, toddlers, and preschoolers, the company announced Wednesday. And we talked about that little boy, Hudson Diener, three, looking in the drawer as the nurse is trying to get stuff out to give him the shot. And then it tells how Hudson Diener, three, only briefly cried when getting test doses. See, he's part of this research, at Stony Brook Medicine in Cornmack, New York. His parents welcomed the study results and hoped to learn that Hudson received the vaccine and not dummy shots. Quote, "We are really hoping to get the answer we're looking for soon so we can take a deep breath," said Hudson's mom. Wednesday's news should, quote, "hopefully be a step closer for his age group to be eligible for the vaccine very soon." Crimes against humanity. When people look back, if there is a 22nd century, and the Great Tribulation hasn't already occurred, they will say that this was far worse than the Nazis' Holocaust of the Jews. Won't they, Lou?
Well, yes, the numbers will be so staggering, even in comparison to the Holocaust of World War II, that we'll have no choice. Well, I should say those people alive then will have no choice except to say this is by far, in a way, the worst slaughter in the history of humanity.
Yes, and so we are going to have to categorize some of these things that are happening. Next week we have to tell you about Walt Disney. No, it's not the nice little mermaid that you thought it was. We've got to talk about that Disney rotting from within. We've got to talk about former transgender speaking out against the exploitation and abuse of teens by LGBT groomers. And we've got to talk about, at the same time, judgment is coming because of these horrible crimes against children especially. But the iron fist that you mentioned, Lou, it's coming. Here's another headline. UK begins digital ID push with launch of verification tech and online portal for accessing private info. This tyranny of control, it's not going away. It's coming in. We've heard about the things that are being set up in America to digitally track your vaccination status from cradle to grave. But we must speak out, and we must bring the light of truth to Satan's darkness, because prayer can change things. All of you out there, please spread the word about this program, and remember to pray for those who are standing for the Lord Jesus Christ, because He is real. He is our personal Savior. He has healed Lou Caverly of a very severe gum infection. Yes, Lou used some oil of oregano, but God showed us Scripture, and we felt He would be our physician, and He was. He doesn't always heal everything without good doctors. We know that's true, and medical help. But He has done some great healing, and we praise Him. And He will help you. He will guide you if you repent and turn to Him. Good night.